Amen. You know, I've often wondered about the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, and even Joseph, after God showed himself so strongly for them. Do you think their confidence in the Lord was a little better? A lot better? I think it was. I just believe it had to be. They stepped out on faith, didn't they? They trusted God. You know, if someone is, let me just take a situation where we might could relate to, maybe you've been in this situation, but what if somebody was threatening your family? And you had an opportunity to step in somehow and either take what was about to happen or stop it. I know you can't say what you would do in a situation until it happens, but think about it. Try to prepare your mind. Wouldn't you want to do something to save your family from someone in your family from such? Wouldn't you want to do that? Why? I think I heard it. Because you love them. See, somebody you've never met before, somebody out on the street, somebody about to happen to them, you wouldn't be nearly as inclined to step in for them, although in the grand scheme of things, we ought to love one another and love our neighbors and so forth, but because you love someone dearly, you will put your own life in peril for their benefit. So that had to be part of those faithful ones that Brother Kenneth was talking about. Love had to be there in order for them to risk their own lives and be committed and faithful. See, that's at the root of courage. Love. So I want to bridge from what we've just heard to that subject. God is love. Now, what the Bible says? Now, we understand he's a whole lot more than that. But God is love. John, 1 John chapter 4 tells us that. God is love. But I want to add a little bit to that. God is love. How about you? How about you? You know, there's a lot of things somebody might say about you, but is one of those things they're a loving person? And even to go a little farther, when we say God is love, would someone else say that about us? That's what I want you to think about for just a moment. When we think about God and his love and his love for his elect family, that kind of love is far beyond what we're capable of expressing. The kind of love God has, the Greek word is the agape love. Agape. That kind of love is where the lover always provides the understood need. Think of how that applies to the Lord. The lover always provides the understood need. We don't always know what someone needs. We're not always, quite honestly, many times we're not able to provide the need. But when we're talking about our God, He is able. He does know. And he loves us with a love that's far beyond anything that we can understand this side of glory. Oh, we enjoy it, don't we? We rejoice in it, but to fathom the depths of it is beyond our ability. And so God, being able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and one who loves us beyond anything that we can fathom right now, and he knows everything about us. Even the words in our tongue. Not the words that come forth from our tongue, but even those that haven't yet come forth. The thoughts and the intents of the heart, God knows. Don't you know he knows how to love his people? He knows the need. He's able to do it. And he loves us so much. How does the Lord in his word, how does scripture describe how much God loves us? That's it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Did he offer it? That's a tremendous distinction, isn't it? Jesus was not offered to us. Jesus came in submission and obedience to the will of God and offered himself to the Father as a sacrifice for our sins. Because God so loved the world of his elect that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how God gives, that's what God gives, and that's how long he gives. He so loved us. You know, I'm so glad when we understand the truth of the Word of God, that we see a God who's doing what's necessary for his children. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we come short. Sometimes we do the wrong thing. God knows how to give us his love. You know, if you knew someone who every day they were giving you something. I mean just giving you one gift after another. Good gifts, precious gifts. Magnificent, whatever. They just continue to give you and give you and give you. You might even get suspicious about it after a while, wouldn't you? But what would you think about that person? At the very least, you would say, that person must really love me. Wouldn't you? Well, guess what? God's been doing that a long time for you. Every day. The psalmist says he daily loadeth us with benefits. Not just gifts. Like Brother Kenneth was talking about. When we're faithful and we do like we should and let our light shine so that others can see, it benefits. And God, when he blesses us, those things are benefits. I mean, it hits the mark. It satisfies the need. It's what we need. I know all of us have received gifts that we tried to express our appreciation, but we had no use for it. You know? That happens, doesn't it? Okay? God doesn't do that. What God gives us is what we need, exactly what we need, and when we need it. That's the way God gives. And so when John says in 1 John chapter 4, God is love, then we understand that yes, everything about what God has done for us, every blessing that Every blessing we receive from God is through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Ephesians 1 and 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Every blessing you receive is through him and for Jesus' sake. And everything he did was to bless us. Everything he did was to provide life. Not just life, but everlasting life and joy and happiness. If we see that the scripture speaks about spiritual fruit that we're to be bearing here, that's how we let our light shine, by the way, by bearing spiritual fruit. If we see that that's what we need to be doing here, don't you know that's what's going to be happening in heaven? And it's going to be happening in heaven in a way that's far beyond what we were able to do here. God is love. All right? 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. First John chapter 3, we're exhorted, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. What manner of love? This is a subject that I'm sure has been preached down through the ages. It'll continue to be, we'll be praising God for his love in all eternity. We'll never scratch the surface as far as how much blessing and benefit that the love of God is. But when we think about what the scripture says about it. So he has loved us. Most of what I've said thus far concentrates on the love that God has manifested toward us. God has for us, for the sake of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we've been blessed to know that, and he deserves that we express that love back to him. Right? How do we do that? Well, one way is with our lips. When's the last time you told the Lord you loved him? That's kind of basic, isn't it? Yeah. So that's one way. Another way is with our footsteps. What we do, because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So when we keep his commandments, we're showing. We're not having to use the words, but we're showing that we love him. But as you continue to examine that thought, then you see that not only is it what we do, but what we heard earlier this morning, our faithfulness. Not just a willingness to love God and to do what he commands, but a willingness to be faithful even if it has consequences to us. That's when we're talking about faithfulness. That's when we're talking about having the courage rooted in our love for God and appreciation for what he's done for us. That courage is there for us to be willing to be faithful to God and live according to his commandments, even if it has consequences to us. Paul told Timothy, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, it's to me, it's very concerning and that's probably putting it mildly. But I put it that way because my trust is in the Lord. He can take care of us. But we have to realize that around the globe right now, Christians are being persecuted and slain in other countries at an alarming rate. It's been going on for a long time, but maybe right now it's just more publicized. But what does that say? You think it could happen in this country? If you think it hasn't already happened, you need to think again. My point in this, I've talked about the love that God has shown to us. We, in our lives, need to major on how we can show our love back to God. In sincere gratitude and appreciation for all that He continues to do for us every day. He is the one who is continually giving us those gifts every day. The breath that you breathe, the environment that He's created for us in this world, all of these things that we take for granted so oftentimes are blessings from the hand of God who loves us, who's taking care of us, who will take us someday home to be with Him forever. And so if we like that prospect of being with Him forever, how about being with Him right now? We have that opportunity, don't we? We can read about Him. And in our mind and in our spirit, we can just have fellowship with God in reading. Why, those stories that we heard about this morning, when you read about those things, just put yourself in the setting and enjoy what happens. Feel the fear when they realized that they were going to face consequences for being faithful to God in a heathen land. Feel the consequences. Now, you know the end of the story, so it's not quite as the same with you. Bless your hearts, somewhere along life's pathway, we may have to make some decisions. And as oftentimes is the case, you don't know how that's going to turn out. But I tell you what, would you rather trust in your ingenuity, or would you rather trust in God to take care of you and to lead you to the right decision? See, if we're putting God in the matter, and if we're asking Him for help, and if we're putting Him first, and if we're being influenced by His word, and knowing that the kind of life that we're going to be living, we want to do that which is pleasing to the Lord, then when we put that in the mix and we ask the Lord to give us wisdom and guidance in these matters, then look where we're placing ourselves. We're placing ourselves in His care instead of outside of His will. That's kind of a no-brainer to me. How about you? Because God loves us. Because He's the one that's able to provide for us. Because He's the one who has sent His Son already that eternally we will be with Him in glory. Nothing's ever going to stop that from happening if Jesus died for you on the cross. So let's enjoy our time with Him right now. When Jesus was questioned, "What is the great commandment?" Remember what the response was? Went back to Deuteronomy. The Jews considered this the great commandment. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind." But Jesus went on to say, and the second is like unto it. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Well, wait a minute, Lord. What's He got to do with it? I mean, that's tremendous to think about loving God, and as tremendous as He is, and then to have such a love for other people. Yes. Aren't you glad? that God had a love for you? With all your limitations, and I'm including myself in that now. I'm not getting down on anybody. I'm at the head of the line. With all my limitations and all the times that I've denied him. And there may be times yet in my life. I hope not, but there may be times yet in my life when I may deny him. Oh, and he still loves us. And he still provides for us every day. He still, every day, is showing us his love. The lover is providing as he understands the need. Wow. Do you have a need that God is not providing for? Think about that. I didn't say, do you have a prayer that hasn't been answered? God doesn't work that way. There's so many things he provides for me, I didn't even have sense enough to ask for. And he didn't withhold it. The point is, he's so good. He's so loving. His love is beyond what we think about. And he asked us to show our love in return and to love one another. John 13, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. By this, he says, shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Oh, I want to be known as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. If that was on my tombstone, that'd be fine. But you'd have to live up to it. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. If. I wonder why he said, if. Because sometimes we do. And sometimes we don't. But every day, we have another opportunity to be in the sometimes we do and be faithful, like we were just told earlier. Every day. Is there any question of how much God loves us? Really? Sure. All right, we settled that one. Somebody looking at your life, is there any question that you love God? Not exactly the same response, is it? Okay, let's wipe the slate clean. Nothing we've ever done has happened. How about from right now? See, because Jesus did that, by the way. Hallelujah. He did that. He really did that. He actually did more than what I just said. Not only has he wiped that slate clean in the past, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Nothing you will ever do in this lifetime is washed in the blood. Oh, he does love us. And I would encourage you to dwell upon just how much God loves us. Because I hope, and I'm encouraged, and I really think that if you'll spend a little more time dwelling on just how much God loves you, you'll spend some more time in showing that you love him. May God help us to love God and love one another and let that light shine. Because when you're doing that, you are letting your light shine. It is to the glory of God, and you will be blessed. May God bless you, is our prayer.